When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, and welcome. I'm Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly dose of K-pop talk and everything in between and outside of K-pop, the world of K-pop. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get anime, sometimes you get Genshin. Do we have any of that this week?
No.
Okay, well, I guess there you go. No. but we do have a lot of K-pop, as usual. We got some Stray Kids, right? As mm-hmm. always with Haley, some Blackpink, some Twice, sprinkle in a little bit of Gen 2, mm-hmm. some Gen 4, and let's begin. First off, we're available on all platforms, so thank you for joining wherever you are joining us from. We also have a TikTok and Instagram that you could also check out some videos, right, Haley?
Yes, on Permission to Stand podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
Have you? What? I haven't even asked the question.
I already know what you're gonna.
What
ask
is my
me.
Question?
Have what do you assume? Uploaded anything on our Instagram or TikTok? The answer is no.
Yes. Guess what? All of us know that the answer is no. So let's get started. First off, we actually kind of have some concerts and some comebacks coming on.
Seems like there's a lot.
Yeah, like February is, going to be kind of jam-packed, full of a lot of stuff going on.
Full of comebacks.
And not just comebacks, but concerts, because mm-hmm. although this is only in Korea, this is in Seoul, I believe, mm-hmm. aespa mm-hmm. had finally announced their first solo concert, like their own actual concert.
Yay!
Not a showcase, not, they're not at just the governor's ball. They are going to have their own concert. It's called the Sync Hyperline concert. Very interesting.
Do you know what venue? No.
No. All I know is it's in Seoul.
A big one, maybe.
I mean, you would hope and expect, right? Because mm-hmm. they've been pretty busy themselves. Especially Winter and Karina. Uh-huh. You know, well, busy with Taeyeon and the other girls of that
girls
super
top.
Group, super W, super women. yes, and looks like So they're set for their first concert, February 25th and 26th.
It's coming up
in Seoul. Also, speaking of Red Velvet, because they're part of they're all within the SM family, mm-hmm. and like you said, they're on Girls on Top or Got the Beat something. Yes.
Is Super that what it is?
Super W.
Got the Beat?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was Girls on Top. GOT.
Game of Thrones.
Girls on Top. Okay.
So That's what she said. Red Velvet remember that album? We listened to it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, we saw the albums in stores because how could you not notice? The albums look freaking dope.
They look like birthday cakes.
Yeah, I remember. They had like a birthday cake version, I think, for each member.
Yeah.
They also had I think some of their standard ones were like, it almost like was like a ballerina, you know, like when you open up those like
music boxes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Like a ballerina one. And I mean, overall, SM does a pretty damn good job.
They do
at designing their stuff. Mm-hmm. I think of like even shiny stuff,
right?
Remember? Mm-hmm. So for the Rev Festival 2022 birthday, which is their album, it has become the group's first ever million selling album.
Wow. Yay!
So awesome. Congrats to them because, man, the design was so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. I wanted it just because of the design.
We should have got it. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe in due time. Maybe if, yeah. We'll
nowhere
see.
To put it, though.
If we see it at that one K-pop place next year during Christmas and it's like
50% off.
It's on sale. Yes. Also, our friend Jurla's man, Jay Park. So, remember we did talk about how he was going to have a show.
Yeah, his own music show?
Something
right?
like that. Like a talk show, music talk show on KBS2. Mm-hmm. They dropped a poster of him. So, there you go.
Really?
It's official. It's happening. And it's apparently premiering sometime next month in February.
Oh.
So, see, February, we're just getting started. February is going to be hot.
Right.
It's going to be crazy for K-pop. And with that said, I wonder if he's ever, do you think he's going to take his shirt off in some episodes? Knowing Jay Park.
I don't know.
He might pull a Taeyong and take his shirt off. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about comebacks. Because there are a lot.
There are.
Of comebacks. Even like, okay, so we'll cover a lot of comebacks and some interesting ones too. Mm-hmm. Hence the Gen 2 thing in the beginning.
Right.
But there's going to be, I think there's some other comebacks too from some Gen 4 groups, but we don't follow every group, so I apologize in advance if we miss your group.
There's too
Please
many.
Please forgive us. We're doing our best, and we're doing mostly the groups that we actually listen to mm-hmm. and kind of follow or really follow. Mm-hmm. But of course, let's start off with, of course, HYBE. Mm-hmm. TXT.
Yeah, I've been seeing all their teasers.
Teasers and comeback.
Them. Half naked.
And this one is not even in February. This is in a couple days.
Oh, it's soon.
It's the end of January. January 27th. Mm-hmm. And the album comeback is The Name Chapter Temptation. Very tempting with their topless photos.
I feel like they're like, what is that? Like forest nymphs or something. It's very woodland. I don't know. It's like woodlands and fairies. I don't know. That's the vibe that I get from them. It's very nature.
Nature. Yeah. Definitely a lot of nature. Yes. some Adam and Eve shit kind of thing going on. Also, let's see. Still in the HYBE fam. 17.
Yes.
Comeback. But is it just the subunit?
Yeah. So actually, I wrote it down here. It's going to be only...
There's a note. BSS. What the hell is... So that's their subunit for one of 17?
Yeah, BSS. So
BSS is like an ophthalmic solution that I think we use
really?
In eye surgery when I was like working in the OR or something.
Oh my gosh.
It's like something salt.
Oh.
Saline.
Well, it's actually Sungkwan, DK, and Hoshi. And because I was, yeah,
okay.
I got it.
Okay, I think
I
the B
it.
Is, I'm guessing, Boo.
Yeah, Sungkwan Boo.
Okay, that,
and
okay.
then Lee Suk Min.
Who the hell is
DK.
That?
That's DK.
That's DK. Oh, shit.
That's DK's real birth name.
That's how I swear he's my bias. I swear he's my bias.
Who the hell is that?
Who's that guy?
Some random.
He's a 14th member.
And then Soon is Kwon Soon Young, which is Hoshi's real name.
Oh, boy.
So, DK and Hoshi are their stage names.
Right.
Yes.
I figured now
okay,
at this point.
There you go.
DK stands for Donkey Kong.
So, okay.
Yeah, so, okay. So, that's pretty cool. So, BSS, that's a pretty good group. That's a nice vocal line.
Right. They really do have good vocals.
So, they're confirmed to release an album titled Second Wind. I don't know why that's funny to me.
Second
oh, because
wind.
Breaking wind, like farting, right? Of course, Haley's immature like that.
But I've been seeing their teasers, too, on the official 17 Instagram.
Are they topless as well?
No, they're not.
Oh.
They're like in,
damn.
I don't know, it kind of feels like those, what are those Letterman jackets and stuff?
Mm, oh,
that
I
kind
see,
of
I
style,
see.
Yeah.
Okay. They're going for the Letterman jacket.
Yes, look, I think so.
Okay. And this is going to be released sometime in February. February 6th.
Oh, it's coming up.
I'm telling you, February. So there you go. So all fellow carrots, get ready. Mm-hmm. Not to mention Hoshi, a.k.a. What's his name? His real name again? Something with an
Kwon S. Kwon Soon-young.
Kwon Soon-young. He was at, because, you know, there was Fashion Week, right?
It's been going on in Paris.
So he was in Paris as well. I think he was the only member from 17 by himself. But he wasn't alone because he was hanging out with Usher.
I just remember seeing this photo of him, or like it was a video, and then it was scanning the crowd, and it like be dun, dun, and like people were like just talking and stuff, and then Hoshi was doing his horang with his tiger paw up. He was like staring at the camera, like he's waiting for them.
The camera to pant him. Jeez,
I was cracking up because I was like, oh my god.
K-pop idols are very good at finding the cameras. I'm not gonna lie,
it was just so funny seeing him like that.
So he was hanging out with Usher, baby.
Usher.
So
he seemed to be like fanboying over him too.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. I can imagine. Especially Usher Sunbae.
Sunbae name.
So yeah, so that's good for Hoshi and good for BSS. Also in February, guess who else will be making his solo debut?
Jimin.
It's confirmed. Because of this, the reason why we're kind of going all over Hybe stuff right now is there was a leak by someone like, I think, the Hybe calendar. I think it's sent. It's almost how like we know, kind of sometimes know for updates twice. For JYP. Mm-hmm. Because if you're a stakeholder and like a shareholder in the company, like if you have Korean stocks and like in Korea, you kind of they kind of give the shareholders like the high shareholders like kind of like a little Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4 map.
Like the quarters.
Like what the plans are for the year.
Yeah.
And so these were like kind of the things put down in February for around Q1. So the other one was, it was interesting because in the actual quarter statement for this quarter for Hybe, it said Bang Solo. So
Bang,
yes, but of course people have put two and two together because when they said that, it said Bang Solo during RM Solo. So it's probably just because just he's in charge, so that means another BTS solo is coming up. Okay. So Jimin. That was what people had deciphered. Okay. And from the context, obviously put two and two together because Jimin is apparently next. We expect Jimin Shi to be the next one in February.
I'm excited for his.
I mean, it makes sense, more sense now thinking about why he collabed with Taeyang.
Right.
Aside from him being like a huge VIP and fanboy for Taeyang, he's going to be debuting. So it's kind of like him getting his foot out the door again.
I wonder if it's going to be Yoongi after.
It has to be, right?
I think so.
Hopefully.
Speaking of the BTS, is like a lot of people have been saying like, where is Jungkook? I feel like I haven't heard from him in so long. It's been like 2 months.
He's enjoying life.
He is, I guess.
Under the radar.
But he is alive.
Off the grid.
Because we got an update from Tae.
Yes,
but
this is
like,
true.
He just hasn't been posting anywhere, I guess. Anyway, sorry.
I mean, yeah, I guess we could talk about that a little bit later before we have just a brief BTS section later on, of course, during Hailey's Stray Kids portion. Also, did you know that Vibe? The song Vibe with Taeyong and Jimin, man, they hit number one on iTunes.
Yes, I've been seeing it everywhere how well they're doing.
But Hailey,
yes.
It's not just in our country. It's not just in Korea. Oh. It's in 100 countries.
That's insane, actually.
100 countries, number one on iTunes.
The power of ARMY and VIP.
That's, there you go. Lo and behold, of course it was going to happen. So yeah, congrats to both of them. Their song is still, Hailey and I both listen to it, I feel like, almost daily.
It's so good.
It's honestly. Just a good, it's a good, it's a vibe, and it's a, literally, and it's a good bop, so it's always vibe. Nice. Plus it's like nice, short and sweet, so it's easy to like just keep replaying it. Let's see, moving on to more February schedules. Our girls, Stacy Girls.
It's going down.
Comeback is going down. They are preparing to make a comeback, aiming to release it, I believe, sometime in February. I don't know if we got specifics yet, but it feels like it's been a while since. I know they did the they had their JP Japanese
Poppy
thing. But before that, We Need Love, and that was like over half a year ago already.
That's crazy. So it's been a while. Yeah.
Which, even though it feels like it was pretty recent.
Too. I know. It's
true. So hoping for, I'm looking forward to that. Also, this one group that we've talked about before, Triple S. So, remember, we actually, I even have that signed album from like four of the members from their like four subunit.
One of the groups that, one of the subunits that don't exist anymore.
Yes. Highly weird. Valuable. Stonks have gone up on that signed album. Triple S. So they're going to do another subunit. 10 member subunit this time. You want to know why? If you do not remember Triple S, first off, their first subunit, which was like Triple A, like something Asian acid something.
Angels.
There you go. There was another A. That was the one. Mm-hmm. The music was good. I actually really liked it. The thing is, there's 24 members in this group, apparently.
Right.
So we've seen four. I don't even know if some of the four are in this 10. But I mean, if that would equal 14 or 10 to 14 members that are kind of finally going to make their like actual debut, like music.
Such an interesting concept.
Yeah. Mm. How they designed and did this. So we'll see how it goes. For the most part, I really, like I said, I enjoyed the music. We'll see if it's going to be like, you know how like NCT has different subunits.
Right.
And then the sound is a little different for each one. So we'll see how this is going to sound. Speaking of NCT, I did not mean to do this on purpose. NCT Dream is next, and they will be making their Japanese debut.
Ooh, a lot of Japanese.
Yes, for reals though. Albums. Like Japan is getting fed really well with K-pop. I mean, Haley was very jealous when the Stray Kids was there.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're still there.
And they're still there, yes. I hear this daily. So they'll be doing actually their first Japanese single ever.
Wow.
The single's called Best Friend Ever, apparently. And it's coming out February 8th.
Damn.
See? Like, all the stuff.
Just fucking stacked. If you're a multi-stan, this is so hard to keep up, honestly.
If you're a multi-stan, thank you for listening to us, because obviously you see the benefit of listening to us. And, let's get into Gen 2, because there's also Gen 2 comebacks.
Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah.
Were you surprised to see this?
Yeah, I didn't know about this one.
TVXQ, Haley. Who is that? How many members? Can you explain to us? Two members, yes.
And they were a part of DBSK, which was a really, really popular group back in second generation.
Not to mention, if you watched Kingdom.
Oh my god, they were the hosts.
They were the two hosts from Kingdom.
Yuno was there for maybe like one episode, and then Max had to do then the rest of the
That's break. True. But at least you got a taste of TVXQ. So that's those were TVXQ members.
Their song, they were so popular back in the day too. They're kind of like Big Bang almost.
They have good level, songs. Honestly. I remember you played some of them and I was like, oh, this is not bad. Mm-hmm. So TVXQ, they're going to have a comeback, but it's a Japanese one, Japanese single titled Parallel. And that's coming out February 1st. So to any of the OGs out there interested, there you go. TVXQ.
I'm just interested to see all these music videos.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, I said they came out February 1st. There's another Gen 2 group that is coming out with something on February 1st as well. Mm-hmm. It's not just for Japan, though. Mm-hmm. This is global. He put it on his Instagram.
Yes, he did.
He put the tracks already, even though it's not even released yet. This man is excited about it. Yeah. Tableau of Epic High. They were going to release an album comeback called Strawberry.
I saw the art for it. It's really cute.
And the tour that we are going to be attending in a few weeks, actually.
Right.
For the all-time high tour. Yeah, I bet you they released this because they will probably be playing some of the songs.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I think there was like five songs, if I remember correctly. One of the songs is featured Mr. Jackson Wang.
From China.
Himself, yes. So, Jackson Wang's going to be on it. This is going to be dope because Epic High has really good music.
Right, and so does Jackson.
Jackson Wang has really good music. But Epic High, like, I'm telling you, after I got to see them live at camp, man.
Right.
I became a fan. Do they have a fandom? I know they're like more like hip-hop.
Shoot.
Their K-pop is more like old school, like hip-hop sounding. They kind of remind me, because there's three members, it's like the Beastie Boys of Korea.
That's true.
But like, I like the music. Like, it's more like more poppy and like hip-hop. It is really good though.
Yeah. So I guess their fandom name is High School with a K. School with a K. I
guess. High school. Like, so school with a K, like that one brand for like.
I had no idea, actually.
Isn't that like the one brand for like kids' toys and stuff? Preschool with a K?
Yeah. So yeah, there you go.
So, oh, you, so we are.
Epic, I guess, high and high school.
I guess we are high schoolers. So that's going to be, I'm excited to see them. You bought us the tickets.
I did.
VIP.
Yes, because that's the only ones that I would want for their, because it's GA standing. Oh, like, I don't want to be
don't
in the
let us
back.
Get started with GA again.
I don't want to be in the back. And then so like the VIP has their own section and they go in first and then they get a meet and greet and
yes.
a picture with
hold,
them.
Hold on. Reverse. Sorry. Reverse. Some people are just like, wait a second. They double take. Yes. Mm-hmm. Haley said it. They have a meet and greet.
Yeah.
It comes with a VIP. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. I don't even know if it's sold out yet. Do you know? I haven't checked
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, it's sold out. It sold out a while ago.
So yeah, if you got the VIP, you get a meet and greet. And you get a photo, mm-hmm. a photo with them.
I think it's like five people.
That's better than how Blackpink's was, where
well, just like
Blackpink's was like 10 people at a time, and the members were not even on the stage with you. So
hopefully, we'll just like position ourselves and then just crop out the other people that we don't.
Perfect.
Know.
Also, let's mention too that, like I said, we are going to be taking pictures with the actual group, like yeah. with Epic High, mm-hmm. and the price of the Blackpink one without even having Blackpink with you on stage was like over $1,200 when we got those tickets. Mm. And that's retail, $1,200.
Yes.
This one, the retail for the VIP, yeah. damn, what a deal.
$200.
$200. This is like, in comparison to everything that we're used to, damn. I wish every K-pop ticket concert came with like this like $200 VIP meet and greet picture
for
photo.
For reals. And then it was like, the least stressful time for me to get tickets. I was just like
so casual.
I was like it was like an hour after ticket sales and I was like just deciding. I was like, hey, should we go to this? Like they have a meet and greet. And then yeah, we just
we didn't wait in
yeah,
the lobby.
Nothing.
We just checked it out. We're like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Man, that was
I wish it was always like that, but unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. And but for fortunately for us, mm-hmm. yeah, we got tickets and a I guess Haley said it sold out. I didn't even know that. So,
well, I know the VIP is.
The VIP, at least, yes. And so we'll be seeing them in San Diego. Their first day in the U.S. is in San Diego. But it's, like, weird because they start in San Diego.
Yeah.
Then they, like, go off somewhere else and they come back around to L.A.
Like, Canada or something and then go.
They literally just stop in San Diego and then they're not in the U.S. again, right? It's, like, really weird, the schedule. And then they come back to the U.S., like, after.
Yeah, I think L.A., they're here in, like. Is it April or something?
Yeah, it's like later. Mm-hmm. It's really weird. So excited to see them on their first, technically their actual real first day here. Mm-hmm. Then we also, do we have more stuff? Oh, well, Jackson Wang himself, since we talked about him for a second, he is the new house brand ambassador for
Louis Vuitton. But yes. I feel like all these idols are now getting all these ambassador titles
because
all of a sudden.
I think all these high-end like companies in terms of designer companies, they're like realizing, oh, slap them on with something. If they hold it, their fans are going to buy and try to like replicate it.
Yeah, look at me buying freaking like magazines just because some of my idols are on there.
Look at me wanting but not doing it. But I want those like freaking like the Louis Vuitton like jerseys.
Oh,
like,
well, that's
gin
more expensive
like,
well, than a magazine.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But I'm just saying, okay?
I know.
So that's,
but that's how they get
of
those rich fans, K-pop stands,
exactly.
I guess.
No, that they know what their target is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cool for Jackson Wang. That makes sense for him, actually. Also, Le Sserafim and ENHYPEN, we're a little bit out of February. We're kind of reaching a March a little bit. But Le Sserafim and ENHYPEN are scheduled for a comeback in March.
Dang, I feel. Oh, I guess because like ENHYPEN is still on their tour technically. I was like, man, I feel like they just released an album, but I guess it's been a while.
Right. Yeah. And I didn't even like. I didn't put it in our notes, but Le Sserafim also released their Japanese version of Fearless.
Yes, music video. Yes,
the music video. Correct. I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. They look super good. They Haley said they reminded her of kind of like the first half of it, like their outfits. Mm-hmm. Kind of remind. This is actually interesting because now they don't have Garam because Garam is still in the original one. So now it's just the five of them, first off. And second, their outfits are really cute. I really like the outfits.
It's all
for
like
this
pastel and it reminds me of like Clueless or Legally Blonde?
Legally Blonde, for sure. Like Clueless, actually. Yeah, you're right. So I like the outfits there. Even one of our other friends, James, said it reminded him like of Twice. You know how like when Twice did like Scientist?
Oh, that's true.
Like one of the different, like I know they have like four different outfits for Scientist. But you know, the cute one, the cute preppy looking one. So, and it sounds really cool and they look good, obviously. So I'm super looking forward to... I'm hoping they still come here this year. They're supposed to.
I was like gonna say they are supposed to. Right? Yeah.
But we will see. There's still no info on that, so fingers crossed. Also, well, I think that's pretty much it in terms of the updates for like comebacks and concerts for the groups that we mostly follow.
What about NewJeans?
NewJeans. Well, that's not really.
But they said. Like an album is going to be in the
They're working on it. So, okay. So they announced they are currently working on an album.
Like a full album.
I don't know. They just said album. From like, you know, the label head herself from Adore, Min Hee Jin. So she like said that they're working on it. We don't know if it's a mini album. We don't know if it's full album. We don't even know the release date, but they're working on it.
Of course.
But I feel like you could assume that for like most K-pop
groups. I know. It's like, what else would they be doing? They're either preparing for a tour or they're preparing for an album.
Exactly. So hopefully they're preparing an album so they have more songs for an actual tour by the end of this year. Also, some, this one was kind of like, it's like, uh-oh, here we go again. K-Nets.
So dumb.
K-Nets and C-Nets. Mm-hmm. And by that, you know what we mean, netizens. Mm-hmm. Also, if you haven't seen it or heard, Danielle had to make an apology because she like made a post really quick.
Yeah.
Had to take it down. Like it was all in Weavers. Mm-hmm. So she sent it out. I think it was also on their like kind of like their bubble. Mm-hmm. I forgot what it's called. Phoning? I think phoning or something like that. She sent something about like, oh, happy Chinese New Year. And it sent it. And then they had to like issue an apology because
people were getting butt hurt because she said Chinese New Year.
So C-netizens terrorized her, terrorized like them for saying that.
Right. Because you're supposed to say Lunar New Year.
Or is it
New
K-net?
Year.
I don't know. Some type of netizens. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just haters, basically.
A lot of people just like, you know, being hurtful. Again.
Nitpicking at stupid stuff.
Which is kind of ironic because like I know it's like, isn't it almost like, I don't want to sound ignorant, but you could kind of interchange it. Haley has friends that are actually Chinese.
Yes.
They call it
Chinese New Year.
They do.
Right.
I'm part Chinese. And growing up, I've heard it as Chinese New Year. I mean, Lunar New Year is more recent. And I think I don't know if I talked about it to Haley or when I brought this up. Lunar New Year, I know about Lunar New Year, but I more so use it because of Genshin Impact. So here you go. That's our Genshin Impact.
Right. I think because Lunar New Year is celebrated by many Asian cultures. So that's why they're like saying that it's not Chinese, not just Chinese New Year celebrating it, but then like because Koreans celebrate it, but they have like a different name for it. So they just want to make sure that it's like everything included and not just Chinese.
How about we all just get along and have fun and not take everything personally. It's not like Danielle said on purpose to like
be hurtful to
anybody. It like sucks when all this happens. You want to know the most ironic and stupidest part, Haley? Guess what? There was another article recently after.
This is stupid.
Guess what? C-netizens terrorized Instagrams of Korean celebrities who gave Lunar New Year greetings. Instead of saying
Happy Chinese New Year,
they said, so the complete opposite. They said Happy Lunar New Year.
Like, make up your fucking mind, honestly.
So they were like destroying CL, and they were on like Wonyoung's thing too, which is ironic because I don't even understand. Like Wonyoung is like, it sucks because she gets a lot of hate already.
Yeah.
But it's like, she's within all the demographics. She's just getting hate from everything because correct me if I'm wrong. I think she might be like Chinese, Taiwanese, Korean. She's like everything. So like,
I don't know. It's dumb. It's like, what do you want? Do you want to be like Happy Chinese New Year / Lunar New Year? So stupid.
No. This is what happens. You just ignore all those stupid people.
Just call it what you
want. And you just have fun. Yeah. You light up some firecrackers. You eat some of like whatever that good food is. Like, you know, all the different cakes and amazing stuff you have. Just have a good time with your friends and family. And fuck everybody else.
Get those red envelopes.
Those are my favorite parts. You're right. That's the best part. Red envelopes with all the like the cute, especially like, oh, my dad even stopped by our house.
Yeah.
Dropped off red envelopes.
Yeah, with
with bunnies on it. It's like he knew.
So cute. Yeah.
Even though he didn't know. It's like he knew, but didn't know.
Because it's Year of the Rabbit. That's why.
That's true. Oh, shit. I was going to say. Yeah. And I was thinking, like, our nicknames and also
well,
New
Jeans. Well, I think they know that, too.
What if he actually knows about New Jeans fandom?
I don't think so. I think it's just because he knows that we're bunnies.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What if my dad listens to New Jeans and watches their videos at home, even though I don't even. Okay. That'd be interesting to bring up. I wonder if he does. I'm like,
I don't know. He's always like randomly
that's
on
why,
YouTube
like,
stuff. And then he's like, oh, they remind me of like, and then he'll just talk about some other idols that we don't even know.
That's why I'm like, I stopped myself because I'm like, shit, this is possible. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But yeah, so see, like, just, I feel so bad for them. It's like, sucks because it feels like, man, K-Nets and C-Nets, they really like get out there. They're like, wolves.
Yeah, they like wait for everything to like, if you post one wrong thing, they'll attack you right away.
Even if you post the right thing, you doesn't matter, you'll just get. I don't, this is the problem with
do
social media these
not
days
have fucking life.
No,
it just
no,
reminds
no,
me of when like Tay accidentally followed TOP and then took it down right away, like unfollowed him, and like people are on that shit, like what the fuck, are you just like stalking Tay's followers the whole fucking time, like refreshing
that's what they do for a living.
What
they're just
the
staring
hell?
At their phones and you,
keep
they're
refreshing
they're
it?
Dragging down the screen to refresh every second.
People are nuts. I don't get it.
But yeah, I mean, I feel so bad for Daniel, like especially because she's younger too, and she's like a newer gen, and obviously we're protective of New Jeans too. So it's like, damn, like back up, people, like just calm down. She's like Korean and Australian too. She's like born and raised in Australia,
right?
Just like Haley, just like Honey, mm-hmm. just like
Felix and Bang.
You think they said Lunar New Year? Hell no.
They said Chinese New Year.
Same in America. I've been hearing Chinese New Year, but literally like when I was growing up. I know now it's like a lot of people say Lunar New Year.
Yeah.
We've been having like a lot of Lunar New Year like festivals and everything. And that's totally fine. But it's like people say, like I hear people say it when we walk even like around Glendale, you know, like.
Yeah.
Remember during some of the Lunar New Year festivals? Like,
know,
oh, like, oh, happy
Chinese New Year.
And everyone's just like, oh, yeah. Like.
Yeah,
what?
It's like,
why
it's
do people get some butt hurt
about? Anyway,
everyone, those people and anyone else who, like, learn to not take things personally. Your life will be less stressful and less like anxiety. Trust me.
For reals.
Just chill and have fun and just eat. Eat
no,
good
they
food.
Just want to bring other people down because their life is so miserable.
Yes. Yeah. It's like they're pulled on the anchor and you want to drag them down.
Yeah.
But it's okay. You don't have to be like that. You could be the sailor, the buff-ass sailor pulling up the anchor.
Okay.
Bring everyone back up.
Okay.
We're getting too far in our analogies. Let's keep moving on. So with New Jeans, yes, there's that. You know who's the buff guy pulling up the anchor?
I was just thinking about him.
Yes. Beef Bin, Chang Bin himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're bringing up Chang Bin so early because he had inadvertently started a viral trend challenge for New Jeans' OMG song.
It's so funny because like he's just being himself, obviously.
He is
already loves
a hype boy, yes. Fellow hype boy, bunny. Like he loves
New
Jeans.
I feel like he just sings all the girl songs. Like he knows all the dances and everything. So
you want to, yeah, go for it.
Tell us what
happened.
In Stray Kids Talker, which is like a show on YouTube that you can watch, and it just follows them around for like when they have tours or when they like are promoting and stuff. It's like a behind the scenes, basically. Think of The Office because they talk to the camera.
Oh, yeah. Think of The Office. That's a good way of putting it.
So he was like saying, oh, he was like, oh my God. But then he was saying it as an oma, which means mom.
In Korean,
instead of oh my God.
But wasn't there like something, like, didn't someone say something like Hyunjin or something?
So himself first, he was like, oh, who made you so pretty, Chang Bin? He's like, Uri, oh my God.
Oh my God.
So he's like, my mom, basically. And then he did it to Hyunjin
was
like,
there.
He's like, Hyunjin, who made you so beautiful? And he's like, Uri, oma. He's like, Hyunjin couldn't even get in a word. He's like, and then Chang Bin like cut him off and started singing again.
He just like trolled him. It was so fun.
Then they did a live after that. And then Han, because they won. They reached 10 million subscribers on YouTube recently. So they got that plaque.
That's Haley's Australian coming out.
I don't even know what my accent is.
It's like some weird dirty Irish. I don't even know.
I think it's
Sorry.
Like the diamond button or something on YouTube when you hit 10 million.
Yeah, it's
and
like
then,
that cool, like almost like an award trophy looking thing.
And then so Han was like, Changbin, who birthed 10 million subscribers for Stray Kids to win this award. And he's like, Uri, oh my god. Like, our moms.
Oh god.
So,
it's... Enabler. He's an enabler. Hanna's an enabler.
But basically, this went viral. It's everywhere. All these different K-pop idols, including NewJeans themselves.
Yes, that was the one that blew my mind.
They saw Changbin's viral Oma go, I think it was like on TikTok and stuff, and they saw it and they replied back to it when they did a live themselves.
And they did the Oma yes. back. Mm-hmm. So good job, Changbin. You did it. So now it's viral.
It's going around everywhere. Like, I've seen, like, all these different idols doing it, and then they're just like, oh, it's like Changbin. Like, they're all relating back to
Changbin.
Changbin. Trendsetter, not trying to be a trendsetter, I guess.
Beefbin. He's one that Hailee simps for most of these days, it seems like.
All the time, yes.
But guess what? He wasn't the only viral trend involved with OMG for NewJeans.
Oh my god, this was so weird.
This was very surprising. Okay, so we actually...
Surprising, and not surprising.
I know we talked about it last episode. Mm-hmm. We talked about how OMG also kind of went viral because of mm-hmm. CapCut.
Right, someone made it.
There's a CapCut edit where you just throw in a picture or two mm-hmm. and it makes like a small video clip with OMG. Yeah. With all the edits. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you see, like, you probably, if you scroll through stuff, you'll run into random stuff.
If you scroll through TikTok, you'll see all these different ones. You can put your pictures in, you can put your pets, you can put other idols in it.
Right.
Anything.
Anything in any one.
I've seen ones for food, like bread.
That makes sense. I would probably do mine for food as well. Probably mine would be lechon, which is crispy pork belly. But also, there was one that was going around. It was like Ryan Reynolds. It was like him in like some superhero outfit for one of his films that I don't even know. Because it was not the superheroes I knew that he played. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting because people saw and came across this Ryan Reynolds edit, which mm-hmm. was really random.
Yes.
It was like a really random ass looking edit.
Yeah. It looks fan made, honestly.
So, you know, because of that template, everyone's just like, oh, someone just made it. But No. There were some very diligent and some very like something very noticeable because some people saw that mm-hmm. it was interesting that the video being reposted. The creator had a verified mm-hmm. tag on them.
Yeah.
Come to find out, Ryan Reynolds.
It was Ryan Reynolds himself that made
the damn thing. It was like...
And people were saying that he made it because he knew about it because of Changbin. Because obviously Ryan Reynolds
is a
stay. That
makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you did not know this or like... I feel like we haven't talked about it in a few mm-hmm. episodes. But there are some really heavy big episodes that we talked about. Ryan Reynolds being a mm-hmm. huge stay.
He is.
He's like a really huge stay.
He's like a Bang Chan simp.
And so, yeah, this makes total sense because I did not hear about this. Like, mm-hmm. But if you connect the dots easily, Changbin.
Yeah, it was because of Changbin. So he joined in on that trend, I guess.
So yeah, if you saw that Ryan Reynolds edit, if you did not look carefully or you just swiped to the next video.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, another one of these.
Guess what? It was actually Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. Yes, he posted on his actual TikTok of OMG.
And yes.
Of a random ass photo. Not even Deadpool or any of his known like characters. No. It's some random ass other one.
Is this like a new movie?
I don't even know. I don't remember. I didn't even put a note of the movie because I was like, what the hell is this? Yeah, he looks like a blonde Superman. like a bizarro freakazoid Superman blonde hair. Yes. So obviously Ryan Reynolds he's a real one. He's a K-pop stan.
He's a super stay,
but he's just like a K-pop guy in general
now.
So Good for him. Good for him and Blake Lively. You made a good choice, Blake Lively.
Still waiting for Stray Kids to announce that they're going to be in Deadpool.
I hope so. They better be. Holy shit. Deadpool 3.
Deadpool 3, yes.
Let's see. We are not out of the NewJeans woods yet because I found this very interesting. Actually, I saw an article, but I know this was also an interview that Honey had. Honey was like in an interview. I forgot who it was or where it was. Mm. But it was very interesting because... she was kind of the host kind of brought up something that I think I thought about in the back of my head. Mm. Because if you have all noticed, you know, a lot of the K-pop groups, like you look at Twice, you look at a lot of these, you know, girl groups and guy groups, obviously, mm-hmm. too. But you see, like, there's something different about NewJeans when they do their choreo.
Right.
The thing is, like, you know, we just recently watched Twice. So, like, it's a good example right now. If you look at their choreo, they're all super in sync. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at Le Sserafim too. They're all NSYNC. Mm-hmm. You see NewJeans. It's like they're NSYNC, but they're not doing the same choreo.
Right.
So that was a very interesting thing because like I felt like I even brought up with Haley like I think a long time ago like mm-hmm. when NewJeans first released or something. Yeah. Like it was interesting because they're doing the same choreo, but at the same time they're adding like each one of them. Like, they're kind of not completely matching.
Right.
Like, they kind of add their own spice like and flavors flair, or, like,
freestyle.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to, like, certain, like, you know, during certain, like, transitions and parts. Mm-hmm. So, it was actually, Hani kind of addressed it. It was really, really interesting. It was, so, like, what happened was they were kind of talking about, like, what was, like, the hardest part, you know, like, debuting as NewJeans.
Right.
So Hani was saying that like they had a lot of difficulties, you know, mm-hmm. pre-debut, like mm-hmm. while they were practicing because of this, because unlike other groups, they don't always dance completely in sync.
Right.
And the reason why is because they were told they could not move or dance the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So
as each other.
So quote unquote, Hani said, because of this, we had to go through a lot of difficulties when we were getting ready for our debut because mm-hmm. our trainer told us we had to look Like one body.
One group, but then individuals.
They had to still move like they're in sync, like a one unit. Like you didn't want someone to stand out completely, like being off like timing or anything. So they had to flow like one unit kind of thing. But at the same time, they couldn't move the same way.
Right.
And then she's like, how do we go about doing that? Like, that's what they were all thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, how do we do that? That makes no sense.
Right.
So it's kind of a new concept. And obviously, they figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, they really figured it out because they do really well. Even if you watch like Inkigayo and all their recent like live shows and everything, you see like they're in sync, but they're not doing the same thing.
Right.
Which I think was the one big thing that really stood out because it gives a lot of like, you know, to all the people doing the dance challenges that, you know, because OMG, Ditto, all these cool dance challenges, you can kind of add your own flavor to it. You don't have to like
copy it exactly.
Yeah. You can like know the choreo and then add your own little like... your own little spice, your own swag, which is like the great part because I always like the parts I see is like when I always see Hani. Hani stands out to me like how she does her like swag parts and everything. So it was really cool to like actually hear like confirmation and like read about it and also listen and hear about it. And kind of like confirmed like what I was thinking in the back of my head. So it's cool though. It's like a nice kind of more refreshing concept. Like a kind of like spin-off to the, you know, the typical like set standards of K-pop,
right?
Like choreography and everything. So yeah, that's why that's another new reason aside from like the awesome music, right? That NewJeans is killing it. They're really good dancers. Like if anything, all Gen 4, good singers, dancers, like, you know, they're talented.
Competing with each other.
But yeah, this is a nice added extra like thing that like, you know, a lot of other Gen 4 groups aren't doing because a lot of them are still like, in sync.
They're like cookie cutter, basically.
Yeah, kind of. So this one, that's why it's really interesting watching them live and watching them do their dances. Because, they're moving as one unit and they're like in sync but not doing the same thing.
Right.
So that was just one thing that really like caught my eye and I really liked it, actually. So obviously what she said, too, was like the secret was to being confident and dance however they wanted and just have fun. So they could kind of show their personalities and be themselves. So
and it shines through.
It definitely does. It's like excellent. Like the way that, you know, it was presented. So it was really cool. Let's kind of, I guess we should get on to some of our OG Gen 3s, right? Is this a good point? Okay. Okay. I'm going to plug in here. Thank you for everyone, you know, tuning in right now. We're about to start the second half. It's going to have Stray Kids. It's going to have BTS. But it's also going to have some girl groups. Our girls Twice and our girls Blackpink. But if you're enjoying this podcast, please give us a follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, wherever you're tuning in and listening to. It always helps. Give us, if you could spare like a minute or a second, not a second, maybe a second if you're just pressing the 5-star button, right?
Yeah.
But a minute of your time to like leave us a rating. It's pretty awesome and nice to see all of that great stuff from if you're enjoying this or if you have anything to say too in general. And also check us out. Where, Haley?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And Haley is going to make a post one day.
One day.
Hopefully in the near future on TikTok. Because my fingers are getting tired doing this all by myself. Let's do it. Blackpink. Let's start with Blackpink. So, I guess they're still moving on with their tour. That's
yeah,
still going to go.
I feel like it's never ending.
It feels like their tour has like almost been like, it's like
half a year
long.
But it's not.
It almost seems like it. Like September, like October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May,
yeah,
June.
I feel like once they end, it's going to be like a year.
It's going to almost be a year. That's insane.
That's why we really thought we're like, oh, this might be their last tour. Because they're really hitting
so.
Everything. Hitting every like country.
Every country. Yeah. They're like, I mean, okay, so now they were just recently in Paris.
Right.
You know, because all the fashion shows. But it was crazy because they did show up at a gala, mm-hmm. like a charity event.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually performed Pink Venom.
That's awesome.
So that's pretty sick that they were actually there. And I saw a picture. They were like, man, they've been like with a lot of different celebrities. Like I saw Neymar, like one of the, you know, popular and like big time soccer, football, wherever mm-hmm. you're from.
Oh, right.
Players. They also, my favorite one recently that I even just saw like mm-hmm. a few hours ago, Pharrell.
Right. Because they went to his concert.
It's so freaking awesome.
In Paris.
It's great. Because Pharrell. I've been listening to Pharrell like. Ever since, like, maybe even earlier than high school. I don't know. So he's
Speaking
one
of
the OGs.
Pharrell, where the hell is... I thought they were going to do a collab with BTS.
With BTS? Yeah.
Where is that? With Namjoon, right? They talked together.
They talked about
but
it.
Then I thought they
we'll
were...
We'll see. I mean, he might be busy Maybe. Touring right now. So mm-hmm. we will find out soon enough. But yeah, so they've been touring and living their lives and having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for them. Also, during the Riyadh... tour date
mm-hmm.
freaking Jenny
mm-hmm.
she had posted a selfie on her Instagram
oh yeah
oh my god the
oh my,
back
oh my god.
Yes
yeah.
Changbin please freaking the back of her iPhone case
uh-huh.
was a picture of Anya Forger
yes from Spy Family
what the heck like I'm so surprised. Does she know? Is she a weeb?
I don't know.
Does she just think it's cool or like
because maybe someone gave her the sticker. I
and
don't
she
know.
Just thought it was cute. It was like a card. I don't even know, but
it looks like those things that you get from like when you open those snacks and stuff, like those stickers.
Oh my god.
But who knows?
She's won me over even more. But either way, I approve, of course. And that was super cool to see. Blackpink, let's see what else. Did you hear about this okay. Of course, unfortunately, this is about C netizens again. But like, apparently, they were complaining during the Hong Kong concert about Jennie's attitude.
Man, I feel like that she always gets
like
hate.
She doesn't give her 100%. Like, oh my god,
she's probably not giving 100%. But you know what? She's having fun. So
she's
leave
having
her alone.
The time of her life. She's the literally the happiest girl in the world. So mm-hmm. back up. Like to be honest, like.
But she got that here, and like I feel like. Any of the tour like concert dates she's gotten that kind of hate even the ones in the US they're like oh she's not putting her all
it's
being
sucks.
Lazy
I know I'm a Jennie bias but I as a Jennie bias like I definitely know she's like the one that's hated on the most in the group
mm-hmm.
I don't know why the mm-hmm. people call her lazy and all this mm-hmm. like shit but like to be honest at this point I'm happy for her because she looks like she doesn't deal with this bullshit anymore she like doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, she just lets it go in, like, one ear and out the other, which is sure how is. You should handle these things.
Mm-hmm.
But if anything, she's just, like, vibing and having a good time. Like,
mm-hmm.
good. I know that, like, they're professionals, but you can be tired. And at the same time, I'm sure, like, I saw some of the videos. It's not like she's not giving her all. Jesus Christ. People are like, have they not... These are the people that probably haven't seen and watched all their, like, every single minute of every concert. Like...
It's like, do you give 110%... all the time at your job? Ask yourself
Let's be
that.
Honest. Let's be honest with that, people.
Come on now.
Because I'll be dead honest.
I do not give 110% all the time.
And, I mean, that's just how it is. The most part and the most important part, I think, is usually when they're, like, you know, interacting with the fans, which I saw, like, she's interacting.
Yeah.
During the important parts, which is, like, the encore, when, mm-hmm. like, they can actually pay attention to you. Because it's, like, during the actual performances...
Yeah.
They kind of cannot give you their attention. They're
right.
kind of busy doing their actual choreography.
Right.
So, even if she, like, half-asses it and stuff, like, come on, we saw Dallas. We were at the first damn
mm-hmm,
show.
Mm-hmm.
We saw, like, some parts where, like, Jisoo was, like, smiling and laughing because she was, like, kind of off.
Messed up.
But it was, like, funny because everyone's just, like, laughing, smiling, having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
No one's criticizing, like, first off, no one criticizes Jisoo. Everyone loves Jisoo.
Right. She doesn't get any hate.
But, yeah, so, like, I mean, for the most part, it's... as long as they interact with you, especially like, you know, during like the encores, which I saw they did. Mm-hmm. Jenny did.
They always
it's not like
do.
She completely ignored everybody. But I don't know. I just it just sucks because I feel like we are picking on these CNets and KNets, but they are picking on the celebrities. So they're going to get picked on themselves. Like, so we're going to talk about you. So I don't know what the people were saying, but I'm glad they had good time at Riyadh, too. So it's like. They're having a great time. So who cares about
everyone else? All their concerts, they seem like they're having fun.
Also, let's see. Oh, this one was kind of crazy. I don't know. Did you see this?
I did.
So as we always have been talking about for like a while now, how we are saying that they might not renew their contract.
Right.
Guess what would happen if they didn't? Because they might possibly sign with someone else. And the reason why is because, man, they are being offered a shit ton of money
right.
to just like sign with a different label and like all this different stuff because people know the brand value of Blackpink. The thing is, like, if they do not sign with YG, but they continue their idol careers with another company, they cannot keep Blackpink.
No.
Blackpink's name is YG.
Right.
Like, they own it.
Yeah.
So
they'll have to go under probably.
They're going
to
be called Pink Black. Yeah. So Pink Black is going to, if they become Pink Black, it is because Lisa, just this is not even all the members, first of all. Lisa herself was offered 100 billion won to change labels. Can you imagine that?
I wonder 100 what label it is.
Billion won. That's a lot of money. That's like, I forgot. Like, let me, okay, I'm going to look it up and then you could keep reading or talk to the people.
I should look it up because this is what you were going over. I think, yeah.
Okay, fine. Can you please find out what 100 billion... I think I looked it up briefly, and that's a lot of money. 100 billion won. I think the other members also were offered somewhere. Like YG apparently has to offer the members like 20 billion per member to kind of even stay there. But, I mean, shit, 100 billion is 81 million U.S. dollars.
It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of moolah. Shoot, the things you could do with $81 million, I don't even know if I could spend that in my lifetime, to be honest.
You can find a way.
I could find a way, but it wouldn't be like a frugal way for sure. But yeah, so like there's so much incentives for them to leave. People are really just like, they're waiting because they know the brand value of each member of Blackpink. So
right, we'll so see. Like even after Blackpink, they have a career basically.
Yeah, basically. So it's like we said, that's why we're not super surprised if, you know, like, knock on wood, we hope it doesn't happen, but if it happens, we understand why.
Yeah, if it happens, we're not surprised.
And some people also believe that YG is like launching baby monsters to mitigate like the potential failure of closing a renewal deal with Blackpink.
Makes sense.
So we'll see. We will see later this
baby
year in
monsters
August.
Too freaking young though.
They actually been releasing like some more like teasers for each member. I mean, it's cool. I feel like it still hasn't really like hit me. Like I know they had like a rap thing for like one of the rappers for the group. It was interesting. I saw it. I mean, I don't have any negative things to say about it, but like at the same time, it sounds very like kind of cookie cutter,
right?
For the most part, like I feel like it. Like she did. Like she's first off, at least she's rapping all in English. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fast. It's not Changbin fast, but or Suga fast. That's like lightning level. That's like tier five. No, I don't even know the best way to put it, but there's like no like spice or swag to it. Like that kind of like makes it stand out. You know, like when you hear Lisa and Jenny rapping, like we're talking about girl groups because and it's YG, right? So I'll compare it to them. You know when Lisa's rapping.
Right.
You know when Jenny's rapping. And the way that they sound, and not just because we know their voice, but like just how they like, I don't know, like the kind of like swag that they bring on. Like
they're also, Baby Monster is very, very young.
They're babies.
They're literal babies.
So, I mean, that's why they have a lot of room and potential to grow. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, yeah, I could see why like, you know, YG could be like kind of pushing them out more and trying to get them out there more in case, you know, Blackpink, like while Blackpink is big.
Right.
It's kind of like, oh, this is the next generation Blackpink kind of thing.
Yeah, because if they don't have Blackpink, who do they have? No one.
What are you talking about? They have Taeyang.
He's with the Black label, though. He's well, not even under.
Well,
I mean,
I guess.
You know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. I mean, Big Bang? VIP? top isn't even there, but he's going to the moon. Let's see. What else? I mean, yeah, they're ending the tour in June. Oh, okay. Moving on from Blackpink, let's move on to Twice. Because Twice had their freaking music video, which was amazing. Their English release. It was awesome. Moonlight Sunrise. Man, first of all, they still look good. And guess what? They already topped the charts on US Spotify.
Nice.
Like, they hit already, like, number one and, like, oh, my God. And also, the music video was crazy because they showed off Che's tattoos.
Finally.
I'm happy. It's like when Jungkook's tats were finally getting shown. It's like kind of like that for like the one, like Twice and Once community.
I know, it's so stupid. It's like, just show their tattoos. Like, we know they're there.
This is the renewal contract. It's already past the 7-year like probation.
They should be able to do whatever they want.
At this point. Style them like they don't care anymore. Like it's like, I feel like they're like showing a lot more skin. And then first off, Che looks really good. Like, I like how they styled her hair and she looks really good. They made her like do a lot of different stuff in the song. She did like her deep voice rap, which was cool. She's singing. And I mean, overall, everyone just looks amazing. The song is pretty awesome. Looking forward to their album. That's, I think it's the coming out in March, the mini album. What else do we have here? I just have a lot of notes simping about Che.
But their Moonlight Sunrise song was actually inspired.
Oh, yes.
By day two of the LA Encore show, which we were at.
So
we were there.
We inspired them. Yes. This is the day that we also got baptized by Nayeon.
Yeah.
Ever since she baptized us, we've been having a lot of nice, great luck with K-pop. So thank you, Nayeon. First of all, and this is that was crazy because yeah, this is the day we got baptized and like had all those, like, if you scroll down through our TikTok, you will see so many, like, if you once you get to the Twice portion
section, yeah,
I guess, yeah, all those videos were taken mostly from day two when we were like with them,
right?
This is the day and the videos that like inspired them.
Yeah, the reason why because I remember the moon was really, really bright that night and shining like right over the stadium.
They
stopped their concert to like talk about the moon. They're like, oh my God, it's so beautiful and stuff like that. Yeah, and that's what inspired their song.
Yeah, and I think the writer too, like the producer of the song was there. But yeah, it's just like a combination of all these things going on and boom. Now we have Moonlight Sunrise to be a part of it.
Right.
Like, it's funny because like we messaged like our other friend that we actually met at the concert. Yeah. Right. We were just messaging with each other. Like, we couldn't believe it that, man, like, this song was made because of us. It was really cool to be a part of something like that, part of history. So that was pretty awesome. Also, Misamo, which unfortunately was not Mimosa.
Misamo.
So Mina, Sana, and Momo. The JP line, the J line of Twice, they actually released their song Bouquet.
I haven't listened to it.
It's a very mellow song. Oh, sorry, did I cut you off?
No, I was just gonna say I haven't listened to it yet.
Okay,
that's it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, if you listen to it, it has very OST vibes for like like an OST soundtrack for a drama. But it's actually for like a Japanese drama.
Which makes total sense.
If you hear the song. Yeah, it sounds like a drama song. So, yeah, I'm super excited. They look good, too, when, like, all their... I've seen their, like, a lot of their posts with, like, Vogue and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, good for them. Oh, are you alive, Haley?
No.
Okay, perfect. Let's move on to the boys' turns.
Meaning?
BTS first, right?
Well, I don't really have a lot... Well, actually, there's been a lot of stuff happening with BTS. I just haven't written it down. I watched their Yet to Come Behind video that's on their Bangtan TV. It's actually really interesting to watch. And their movie of the Yet to Come is starting this week.
It's going to be at the end of... is it this? No, it's next week.
Next week, sorry. Next February. Week.
February 3rd.
1st.
Oh, first. Yeah, we're going on the 3rd.
Right. Yeah, so... and then Jimin and Hobie were in Paris also for the Dior fashion show. And then...
Uh-oh. I'll cough too.
I feel like my voice is going out. And then also, who was? Yoongi was there for Valentino. So I feel like a lot of them are doing these fashion shows right now in Paris. So that was pretty cool to see them there. I feel like all the... cameras and everything was always on Jimin and Hobi the whole freaking time. They were like crowding them. I saw this one post of that. And then Tae recently went on Weverse Live.
Ah, yes. He's come out from the slumber.
Yeah. He said that he was bored, so he wanted to do a live.
And he was on there for a very little bit. And then as soon as he came, he was gone.
Yeah. But he also mentioned that, because like a lot of people have been wondering where Jungkook is, because like I mentioned earlier, he's kind of been MIA. I don't know what he's doing. He hasn't given us any updates or anything, but Tae mentioned him. He's like, oh yeah, we're playing games and Jungkook is here also. So he's alive.
He's
alive.
Yeah, he's just like, you know, enjoying the private life. Yeah. And kind of like their break. Oh, also, Tae ended up coming back online again later.
Yeah, I think something happened.
And after that, connection. He was gone again.
Yeah, he was on there for only a little bit just to like say hi and stuff, which is still nice. Army always like to see him.
It was a very Tae-like thing.
And then he posted on his stories right after his strawberries that he was eating and then Yontan. I don't know if you saw those.
I did see Yontan. I saw a lot of Yontan.
Yeah.
People have, you know, people, like a lot of Army take pictures and, you know, repost it. Mm-hmm. Because we never know. With Tae, you see it for 5 minutes, it's gone.
I feel like he's been pretty good, though. Like, he hasn't been deleting
it's
stuff
just,
now.
It's literally, it's Tae being Tae. So, yeah. It's like a whole we got
mood.
What we,
it just depends on his mood, I think.
We got what we expected. We should just be happy. We'll take what we can get.
Other than that, I think Namjoon has just been posting a lot on his stories of his workouts that he's been doing. So he's been
thirst trapping.
Yep. That's pretty much it for BTS. I have a shit ton of Stray Kids stuff, of course. But starting with that live that I talked about earlier when they got the YouTube award. So Hyunjin's hair is now pink.
Ooh. And like you're pink?
Yes, it is. He didn't even try to hide it either. Because you know how like whenever the K-pop idols have a new hairstyle and they haven't like shown it off for like a concert or a tour yet, they usually hide it to like surprise their fans. But Hyunjin just went on that live with his hair all showing. He didn't even care.
He did. Yeah, he's like, whatever.
Meanwhile, Han and Felix were all bundled up and not showing their hair at all. So we're like, they have to have new hair colors, which we got to see at the Philippine bench fan meet. I'm trying to think. They went to Manila the next day, and they had a fan meet slash like showcase. It was more like a fan meet because I feel like they played more games and interacted more with the audience and did interviews. And I think they only performed like a couple of songs, but it was for Bench, which is a Filipino clothing brand that's really popular over there. And right. So Stray Kids are actually the ambassadors for that, so it makes sense that they were there. But it was really, I kept seeing like videos and stuff online being posted off the fan meet, and it looks like they were having a lot of fun with their Filipino stays.
Yes.
And then also, I guess the host wanted them to say Mahal Kita.
Which means I love you.
It means I love you in Tagalog.
Yes.
And so it was cute seeing them say that. She had told them that they had to do it in different ways. So Han got like the sexy version of Mahal Kita.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think Felix got a sexy version also, but he did in like his deep demon voice. And who else was there? Oh, Changbin, he did cute version. So he's like, Mahal Kita, like, oh, like,
oh,
high and
God,
shit.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I feel like he's really good at Aegyo, and people don't appreciate it enough.
Yeah, we need to appreciate it. It's just because he's so beefy, that's why. Beefy Changbin.
What else? So they also played a lot of games. They had dominoes on stage, like those big dominoes.
Domino.
Yeah, because of their song. But they made them, like, they had to stack as many or like line up as many dominoes in a row. They were like split into teams of four. And then the losers were the ones that had to do the Mahal Kita saying.
I see.
And then what else did they do? They also did like the headphone game where they have to try and they have like their headphones on and they can't hear the other member and they have to try and guess the word that they're saying, which is really popular.
I love that. I love it when K-pop idols do that. If people haven't seen it, there's a funny ass one for Twice
And then like, also BTS is like the original.
Oh, the original one is like
BTS. Lachimolala.
So Lachimolala, and there's one with Twice, which is actually related to BTS because Momo thought I think was it Dubu?
Yeah,
was saying BTS, so she's like BTS.
Wasn't it the one where Dubu was doing it with
no, that's JYP? A different one.
That's a different one. But she was still doing the same thing.
That was funny as hell too. Watch the look at Dahyun or Dubu's like JYP one.
Beep and bop.
Then it was it was supposed to be Kimbap or something.
Yeah,
like,
beep and bop.
Beep and bop.
Yeah.
And then so
JYP look at that, couldn't get it.
Watch that one. Watch the Lachimola and watch. There's a second Twice one, which is what I was talking about. What look for Momo?
Right.
Momo BTS.
Yeah, she thought it was BTS.
It was so good.
Okay. And then they also had Stray Kids. They gave them white bench t-shirts, and it was plain, and they made each member draw something. I think it was supposed to be like a self-portrait of themselves, and they would give it away.
Oh, that's what it's supposed to be.
I mean, obviously, Hyunjin's one looked really good. Bang Chan drew his dinosaur little figure that he always does, but these were given away to 8 lucky fans. They had like a raffle, so that's so cool.
For reals, I didn't know about that.
Yeah,
for reals,
mm-hmm.
That's
they gave
pretty
it away.
Freaking amazing. Why can't we do cool shit like that here?
I don't
here?
Know. I guess the songs that they performed were God's Menu and Case 143, and so fans were Stay was saying that they were really impressed with Stray Kids because even after the event fan meet was over, Stray Kids stayed behind and were cleaning up, like helping the staff clean up. So people were like applauding them for that. Then
wow,
Chani,
good guys.
So Chan, it was like time for Chani's room. So they were still in Manila at the time. So he did a short Chani's room.
From the hotel room. Of course. He always. I like it when he does these, actually.
In his freaking bathrobe. And then.
Thirst trapping.
And then he had a special guest, Felix, who he didn't know was going to be there. Like, Felix was just there because he said he got locked out of his hotel room. So he was just hanging out. Because Bang Chan was even like, why are you even here? And then Felix was like, I got locked out and stuff like that. So he was with Bang Chan for like the first half of the live. But they were like really cute and chaotic together. But then when Felix was leaving, a funny thing happened. We don't know what Felix said exactly, but Bang Chan said that he was swearing at him. And people think that Felix said the C word.
What?
Yeah, because Bang Chan was like, oh my god, I hope you heard that. He's like, I can't believe he said that. To me, so I guess supposedly Felix swears a lot, but off camera,
obviously. I can imagine that. I could see that for some reason.
Another funny thing that happened during the live was like, because Felix was like saying to Bang Chan, he's like, oh, this is your V live, and he's like, oh wait, and like he started panicking because he said V live, and then Bang Chan was like so like confused. He looked at him and was like, why are you like screaming? And then Felix was like, this is your live. I forgot. I just forgot. Like, he still says V live. R.I.P.
Damn it, Hype. How could you do this to us?
And then another thing that happened was Chan had a meltdown for like 5 minutes over pineapple in his burger. So
how dare you, Bang Chan? How dare you?
He like was eating and then he stopped midway and he's like, why is there a pineapple in my burger?
Because it's delicious. Me and Haley eat pineapples in some of our burgers sometimes.
He also doesn't like pineapple on his pizza. But people were saying
that. Has Changbin my bias now?
I don't know. Because Changbin probably eats
everything.
He'll
eat anything.
But people were saying that because they were in the Philippines, obviously, that it was Jollibee. So, because the Jollibee has a burger with pineapple, and it's called the Aloha Burger.
Yum.
So, I'm pretty sure that's what he
even
ordered.
In America, we have a ton. Like, I love the Banzai Burger from Red Robin, the burger from Islands.
Right.
Also, like, even I think, what's that? There's another burger spot that's like a fast.
The Habit. But you know what?
So good. The teriyaki pineapple.
Yeah, pineapple is so good.
Yum.
But the thing is, like, I don't like pineapple. Unless it's cooked, because it's sweeter.
Oh, like grilled?
Yeah.
That's true.
It tastes sweeter and less sour.
That's what happens when you cook stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's because it's like it concentrates and condenses like the sugar. So it kind of like.
It's because I don't like pineapple like eating it as the fruit or like even in those like the Dole Whip or the smoothies and stuff like that because it tastes too sour. But if it's cooked like on pizza and pizza and burgers.
If the pineapple's cooked on pizza and pineapples,
then I like it. So I don't know what you're talking about, Bang Chan, but whatever.
Yeah, Bang Chan, how dare you?
It's fine. Each to his own.
Personally attacked. How could you? It's already hard enough with the mint chocolate with sauna. Still recovering.
Well, Felix loves that too.
It's okay. Felix, I like Felix too, but he's not my bias. So I think
Yunjin also likes it from Le Sserafim.
Oh no, no! Just let it end.
Anyway, so remember, I think like a few months ago we talked about the Stray Kids fan club for the third stay membership. And it was a closed membership. You only had like a short period of time to get it.
Oh, yes. I remember that. Because we're like, do it. If you're staying and you're thinking about it, don't think. Just do.
A lot of people missed out on it or didn't know how to do it.
Oh, boy.
But
if you listen to this podcast, you got it for sure, right?
No, but if you're listening to this now and you missed out, you have another chance. So they opened it up from today till the 31st of January. So go get it. If you missed it, because I don't know why. I mean, it's a good thing that they have a closed membership. But then at the same time, it's like, damn it, why didn't you open it for the second fan club? Because I really wanted it and I couldn't get it because they never did like another reopening.
This has never happened before.
No. So, I mean, I think it did. Like on their first time, because they were trying to get more. Because, you know, they're still new. So they're still trying to get more. But I think like because they transitioned from VLive to Yes24, and I feel like a lot of people were confused how to get this third one, the third membership, so maybe that's why they didn't get as many members as they had hoped. But you should get it, because then you can post on Bubble and get the members' attention, hopefully.
Notice me, senpai, literally.
So you get, they use Bubble a lot for the stay membership, so I really, really recommend getting it. I think it's only like $50, so
that's a good deal.
Yeah.
That's like the same price as like, what? Like, oh no, I was going to say the Nintendo thing. That's $20.
That's PS4. I mean, PS5, PlayStation. Yeah. What else? Oh, so quickly. So like I mentioned before, Stray Kids is currently in Japan because they are going to be promoting for their first Japanese full album called The Sound. Also, they're going to have a pop-up when we're not going to be in Japan, and it's for The Sound.
Sorry, Haley.
It's at Shibuya 109. Which
when
is
it? Like
February.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's obviously going to be gone by then.
It's
right?
February 10th to 26th, and it's also like in collaboration for like Valentine's Day. So the collab is actually called Shibuya 109 Happy Valentine, Dear Stray Kids.
Oh.
And it's in Shibuya 109.
That rolls off the tongue very easily.
It doesn't at all. But yeah, and then they also dropped their trailer for The Sound this morning. They look amazing. Like, their styling is really, really good. So check that out if you haven't. And one last thing. Stray Kids is going to be headlining at Lollapalooza in Paris.
So,
which is fucking crazy.
All our European stays, if you're thirsting
for Stray Kids, because they haven't toured there yet.
This is your one shot to do it.
But I don't
hopefully
know. Yeah, they're good. Supposedly,
well, it's like Lollapalooza, so
yeah,
it's
it
a
is
festival. So
it
it's
is a festival.
Don't expect it to be like the ones that we like.
No, it's
from
not
the videos
be like
that you see here. Like, yeah, so
but they're gonna be playing on July 21st, and it's gonna be an hour set. So that also gives you like a time frame. So that means if they're doing that, they're not going to be touring during that time.
Right.
Which hopefully is safe for us. I'm like, please don't tour. So that's what they're going to be doing in the summer.
Thank you.
Makes me think like, because they haven't done their Maniac tour at all in Europe yet. Could they add these dates?
They
I don't
should
know.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's
so
hope
we'll
so
see.
Because that'd be good for your wallet.
For my wallet, yeah. But then like we have some friends that live in London and they're waiting for Stray Kids.
Oh, there's stays too, definitely. Mm-hmm. Hopefully,
so,
fingers crossed.
I mean, it makes sense. They're already gonna be there for Lollapalooza. Why not drop some other dates in London or something?
I think they should. I feel like they underestimate the influence and popularity that they have.
Yeah,
globally.
There's people waiting for
like,
them
I mean,
to go to
we
Europe.
They have globally fans, like, you know, here in the West and US.
Yeah.
But damn, Europe definitely has stays over there too.
Yeah, and so like quickly, so they're gonna be starting their Japanese end of the encore for the Maniac in February as well. They're freaking busy.
They are busy. And
until,
so are
like,
we.
April. Yeah.
I feel like we're all pretty busy these days.
That's it.
Oh, wow.
Freaking shit.
Can you breathe?
No.
Okay, good job, Haley. Yay, everyone, clap for Haley. So there you go. So I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, we actually have been talking for a little bit. So thank you for holding out if you actually have made it out this far. If you have, then might as well give us a rating, a like, a subscribe, and hit that notification bell. At Permission to Stand Podcast, where we are available on all platforms, and we are available every Thursday, new episodes. And check us out on
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And if you have anything to say, you can always drop DMs in our Instagram, which we do actually get back to. Haley mostly does. Mm-hmm. This is surprising to hear that Haley does, but yes, she does actually get back to a lot of DMs when people message.
I'm good at that.
She's good at that with Instagram.
Yeah,
TikTok is a different story. She only cares about her TikTok account. She doesn't care about. About ours.
Because the videos that I make are very like simpy. That's why.
Doesn't matter. It's okay. K-pop related. We've been telling you this. It's okay. As much simping as you
it's
want.
It's like
go
once
for
I
it.
Once I post them my own, then I'm like done. You know how that is. Shit, it takes too much time, and I'm just like exhausted.
Why, is there anyone? Is it happened to everyone else when they post? Because we get tired as fuck. Like after we post something,
I edit
like,
one video, and I'm like, I'm.
It feels
done
like a workout.
A
it's like, oh, I'm mentally done today. Yeah. Like I'm done.
Once I post one video, I'm done for like about a week. Like I don't want to post anything.
Jesus Christ, mine's not that bad. Mine's just like for the rest of that night or day. I'm like I'm done.
Yeah.
But yeah, so thank you for joining us as always. Give us that like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. If you have an extra minute to spare, what
five
should
stars.
They do? Oh, okay, that's for the extra second. But if they have a minute to spare, what can they do?
Give us a comment on how well we're doing.
Okay, sure. Close enough. Yeah, so leave us that rating or whatever you can do. Till the next episode, thank you everyone for joining us. Stay safe wherever you are in the world. And as always, take care and
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.